So I'm out here smoking a stogie when I come up thinking, what if, like, beer cases came with kits to make the beer into bongs, like the bottles empty, or with beer in them, so you could, like, have, like, a beer water bong, and it came with, like, pipe, and there was, like, a hole that you could make in it really easy, and then you can get, a fucking beer bong.
Did you like it?
I just set up all this new internet stuff, so I had to sit there for like 20 minutes. I'm like, what are these networks? I was like, I know I can change these later, but I'm trying to nail them on the first try. Yeah.
Why didn't you do, you should have done like DEA surveillance van 16.
I know. I've heard it. I didn't want a copy.
Yeah.
You could have done 15, dude.
That's true. There's a lot of pressure on to pick a decent one. Charles in Charge, I felt like was
Charles
like a
Charles in
good,
Charge is a good one.
That's a good one.
And then I didn't want my passwords.
Wi-Fi is a popular one. People.
Yeah. I don't want my passwords to be super dirty.
Right.
So when like mother-in-law comes to town, she's like, "What's your?" And it's like, "Oh, dripping anus,
right.
Felch face,
felch face."
You want some boiled eggs, Grandma?
That would be a good one. You want some boiled eggs, Grandma?
That's a great one.
I always
every once in a while when I have to reset passwords and I feel like it happened because of a fraudulent thing, I'll change my passwords to like really aggressive towards hacking.
Right.
You'd be like,
nice.
Fuck you hackers, I'm telling the cops. 16. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. So that's like the way to fight back.
Yeah.
That's the in a
just in case,
sure
it's
it works,
like
a
15-year-old.
Every hacker that's out there hacking you, there's out of 100, there's probably one that's like, you know what? I'm going to stop hacking. I'm going to stop hacking now. Just like when you see those stop elderly abuse on the back of a police, like the bumper stickers.
Stop elderly abuse.
That's so sad.
And then sometimes it actually just makes me stopping beating grandmas.
Yeah. Nothing will keep me
like,
from
like, you know what?
Beating grandmas.
I'm going to stop.
As our good friend Casey knows. I'm a little worried now that we sent him a sword because he sends me emails every once in a while. It's just like, hey man, I know what you mean. I also hate old people.
Oh, Casey, we were joking.
I'm just like, Casey, just don't kill your wife, please.
God, wouldn't it be crazy if he showed up on the news?
Crazy. Yeah.
Are we saying his full name on the pod?
His Reddit name is Casey.
Oh, it is.
Oh, right. No, it's Ho for Show.
Yeah.
Ho for Show.
It's Ho for Show.
God, it'd be great though if he.
But is spelled G-N-Y.
And he's from Arizona.
Yeah.
The high desert where normal people live and never kill people randomly. Especially old. If you were going to hunt old people, Arizona would be the perfect place to start.
So good.
Maybe when we start, when we finally.
Sun Valley!
When we finally launch our merchandising line, maybe the first shirt we do is Ho for Show is not a murderer.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we do a whole line dedicated to preemptive.
Our first fan.
Free Ho for Show shirts.
Free Ho for Show.
Free Ho for Show. And it's like his avatar and behind the prison bars.
It'd be cool if the FBI showed up one day and they're like, you have a relationship with somebody we're after.
We're looking for
we do?
Ho for Show.
Are you Show? We have Fuck Show.
Who's on preparing first. For this moment for our entire lives. All right. So welcome to Did You Read It? Weekly ish. We took last week off because of Thanksgiving, but who didn't? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Today we're going to have some mic problems because I'm a fool and I left a FireWire 800 cable at my house and Friday over here just moved into a glamorous new garage. So we're kind of back to Boobs and I are doing like a barbershop quartet mic thing. We're kind of sharing a mic. We might do some harmonizing on some of our dialogue.
If you start a note, I can harmonize it.
What do you mean start a note?
If you just start singing.
Oh, a music note.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Just do that later.
Okay.
If you start doing it randomly, I'll harmonize it. Just know I'll never leave you hanging out.
All right, I appreciate it. But my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Hey, and it's my Frida down here on third base.
He's the creamy one in the group tonight.
You know I love that ranch.
He does. He gargles ranch before
every. Gargle ranch before every show.
Every episode.
His teeth still have like little bits of herbs and spices.
Is that what they put in that? Because that makes it sound.
Herbs and spice.
That makes it sound better than what ranch dressing actually is.
I know. And actually,
when you say it's like,
it's herbs and spices.
It's a creamy sauce with herbs and spices.
Yeah. That does sound better than ranch.
You know what it is?
Ranch dressing.
It's a combination of buttermilk, salt, garlic, onion, mustard, herbs, commonly chives, parsley, and dill, and spices like black pepper, paprika, and ground mustard seed. And sometimes you mix it into a sauce base of mayonnaise. Ooh. Or other oil emulsion.
Now we finally downgraded it. You're
like, the mayo didn't help.
And sometimes you mix it with mayonnaise.
You know what? I love mayonnaise. I'm not ashamed to say it.
I'm getting more into mayonnaise as I age.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's good or bad.
Sometimes my favorite sandwich is just bread, mayonnaise, salami, cheese.
Wow.
You sound like a prisoner.
You do sound like...
It doesn't take a lot to keep me happy.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, bread.
Jean fabric rub.
Denim on rye.
Oh, yeah.
Commissary cigarettes.
prune alcohol that we...
Prune alcohol.
Pruno. Nice.
I went to an art exhibition once that was... the whole exhibition was just people trying out prison food. And it
That's
was
awesome.
Fucking gross, dude.
Art, like art, man.
Nothing has made me want to go to prison less than that art exhibition where it was like... And this is hard. This is the finest delicacy you can find in prison. And it was water, like crunched up Cheetos, and like beef paste.
Yeah. God. And they're like, this is how we make taco shells.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, no!
We should have a live closed caption, I guess it's not closed, open caption television circuit that we can watch. Because like we're paying for prison.
Watch prison? Oh yeah.
So you should just be able to tune in and watch like dudes getting shanked in the eye and like raped.
Fucking each other.
Because not because That's I like cool. watching it, but because I don't want to go
I
to prison.
Pay for it.
Oh yeah.
Because it's mine, bitch.
It's mine. And then sorry, if they wanted their privacy, they shouldn't have broken the damn law.
I think it could. Is it a deterrent to like tune in to those stations?
Yeah, or like people who are exhibitionists are gonna try to get arrested.
That's true.
Because they get off.
Did you know that
it's the new? It's the new real world.
Yeah.
Did you know that masturbating is illegal in prison?
What?
I was told that the other day, and I don't know, maybe my source is full of shit, but
let's go to our fact checker, Dog Boobs.
Yeah, but apparently you get fined $5 if you got caught masturbating.
Come on.
Oh my God.
Is it true?
What if you nocturnally admit?
It's true.
That seems cruel and unusual.
Yeah, it's against the rules of the prison system, and breaking the rules of the prison system has an impact on parole hearings.
Oh my God.
Says here you masturbated 25,000 times in the last year?
Oh my God.
Parole denied.
Parole denied.
Here's why they say, what they say, public masturbation.
Well, isn't it always public masturbation?
It's all public when you're locked up.
Well, I guess you could...
In the
hump
corner.
Your mattress.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about things you can fuck before.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I feel like...
Shout out coconuts around the world.
Man. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if the commissary has coconuts for them prisoners.
My God.
I mean, wouldn't you... I feel like you should have a room dedicated to... The prisoners can just go in private and jerk it for like...
The spank tank.
Yeah, the spank tank.
Listen to this real quick. 9 months in the hole, no books aside from the Bible and a few breaks. It's the purgatory 29-year-old Josh Richards says he's serving for masturbating in his prison cell. Richards claims he was recently caught masturbating for the first time in 12 years of incarceration when a female guard peeked her head in during night checks. He got a ticket. No big deal. But a short time later, when another prisoner was caught masturbating and ran off, the blame was pinned on Richard and he was slapped with... 9 months in solitary.
Wait, so he's
more like the story.
They think that he was staging like a masturbation coup.
Maybe they thought he was. Like, it was just like his second time. Like we gave you your warning ticket.
Wow.
And you.
That's
did
kind
it
of
again.
That's the female guard's fault for being a female in a prison full of men. When
wow.
This I don't is know. I don't know
up.
About that.
Well, yeah, that sounds even, terrible to you. Okay. To you, pansy liberals.
Dude,
down
that's
there.
Like the most crooked, bizarre way to victim blame I've ever heard.
This is crazy.
Oh man, but can you imagine being a dude in a prison and the only woman around is like a guard? I mean, first of all, why do you have a female guard in a prison full of dudes?
It's a pretty psychologically bizarre.
It's a bizarre situation to be in.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you were that guy, you'd be jerking it too.
Yeah.
So that's actually it. That somehow in there, that's a really good segue into the sub we're going to talk about today, which is crazy ideas.
She was asking for it.
Like, it would be a crazy idea.
That one's
today we're covering r/she was asking for it. Oh, boy. I think that got banned in, like, the first 6 months of Reddit. Probably.
Was that a thing? I mean, if it was.
No, if it was, it should have been banned before it even happened. But, so there is actually a, there's a sub, it's grotesque to say, but it's Pussy Pass Denied.
Oh.
That is a little bit of a derivative of She Was Asking For It.
It's interesting.
It's kind of fucked up, but kind of not. It's like a lot of the ones where it's like that girl that was, you saw it all over Reddit recently where she stole tip jar or stole tip money from
right,
the Uber
from
guy.
Uber, yeah.
And it was like, and then there was an article that came out later where she was like, I'm being harassed. She was like claiming harassment because she had stole that from people online telling her she was a piece of shit for stealing that.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it was, and then people were just like, nah. And that's like a, that's where people post that kind of shit. And that's
got it. Pussy Pass Denied.
Yeah. But it's
like
a little,
you can't, it's like,
you can't use your female, like we will listen, your feminine yeah, thing yeah. to justify a crime.
And there's probably some wolf crying that's going to go on with this whole, like, this whole current stage of Me Too. And I mean,
yeah,
there's going to be some people that are going to use it for their benefit when.
Oh, of course.
And I don't know if that's what she was doing exactly, but
well,
it sounds sort of derivative of it.
Yeah, but we're not actually talking about the sub today. I don't know why we brought that up. We will talk about that eventually.
Because I interrupted.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, part of it. Today we're talking about crazy ideas. The craziest idea of all would have been us having perfect mic quality like we have been lately. But that was totally my fault. So, again, excuse the mic quality. Ooh, I like that sound of that. Oh, that helps.
Stomping mice again?
Yeah, stomping.
Sorry.
You have all these new mice in your house, dude. I'm just trying to.
We actually just fumigated yesterday, so if you guys get a little
lightheaded.
Did you really? Actually, well, yeah. So
I'm going to get so high on this spot. Yeah, you finally get to do the drug spot you've wanted to do, boobs.
Oh, yeah.
You're so foreign to drugs, you don't even realize that fumigation fumes are the new hot street thing, you know?
Yeah, you're already.
Oh, man.
Oh, I need to do that.
Yeah, drug fumigation is the new whip it.
It's the new whip it.
Oh, my God.
All you high schoolers listening, you guys aren't cool until you're doing fumigation spray. Yeah. All right, so anyway, today we're going to talk about crazy ideas, which is r/ crazy ideas. This one's fun because, so it's a Saturday. We had to put off the pod a couple days, not doing our usual schedule, which is Tuesday morning at 7 a.m.
Yes.
But we're doing a little Saturday pod, just a little casual, like, we got to a slow start, and now we just get to banter about some cool, crazy ideas. So it's a nice, fun, casual one.
That's a crazy idea.
So do you want to, Boobs, do you want to do the read on this one?
Yes, okay. Crazy ideas. Create super hobos? Elaborate. Invisible spiders? Why not? There are no wrong ideas. Rules. Don't be a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Submit original, interesting ideas. Sense, rationality, possibility, and ethics are for sissies. If the entire purpose of the idea is the setup for a pun, it doesn't belong here. 3.1. As a rule of thumb, if your idea ends in call it blank, it's probably a bad idea. 3.2. If an idea stands on its own as an interesting, crazy idea without the pun, just submit it that way. Add the pun in the comments, or maybe in the description if you really want to. 4. Posts shouldn't be for the sole purpose of complaining about a certain thing rather than add an alternative, etc., etc., etc. 5. Awesome ideas are just as welcome here as well. Anything is possible. Anything you think about can work in your imagination. So don't comment saying, this belongs in awesome ideas. We love you and accept you here. Please keep the circle jerk politics post to a minimum. And some ideas are definitely more common than others. Use the search bar to see if it's been done before. And of course, tag not safe for work posts with not safe for work.
What's the not safe for work crazy idea? That seems kind of a...
Oh, here's one. Here's a post about.
This isn't literally. You're not reading this. This isn't literally a post.
I'm just
this.
Thinking of something
okay, cool.
porn related. That's also a kick-ass idea, like wireless chargers for your cell phone that you wear on your vagina, and and here's a pair of panties, and then you click on, and it's like a girl with a vagina and a phone in it or something.
Okay.
That's a crazy idea.
It's like a piercing with one of those like Hot Topic wallet chains attached to it.
Exactly. See?
Awesome.
Guys, we're coming up with this stuff on the fly.
That would fall into awesome ideas, not crazy ideas.
That's true.
They're different, remember?
Well, I just found a really good, I think this is a crazy idea and an awesome idea. Have Shia LaBeouf convince Elon Musk to put one of his flags on the Mars Tesla delivery and watch 4chan build the first ever ad hoc civilian space program to take it down. You know those brilliant Aspie bastards would probably figure out a way to do it too.
Dang.
That's a pretty crazy idea, but also an awesome idea.
I like this one. Milk with extra pulp.
That's on there.
This is on here.
That's an amazing idea.
I mean, that's now my new Wi-Fi. That's my new Wi-Fi password, dude, for sure. Milk with extra pulp.
I'm having a hard time distinguishing right now between crazy ideas and awesome ideas. Yeah.
I think crazy is a little more far-fetched, and awesome is like, that needs to actually happen.
Yeah, right. And crazy can be like a bad idea, like milk with extra pulp.
Who says that's a bad idea?
That's such a great t-shirt, man.
What would be the pulp of milk? Would it be uterus, uterine lining?
Yeah, I think it's.
That's not how milk works. What would it be? It'd be mammary lining.
That's definitely mammary cells of some kind.
Yeah, some mammary
cells. Cream, you guys.
Do we have a boob expert around here?
Anybody got boobs so we can talk
anybody,
about?
Anybody?
I mean, I've had them my whole life, but I don't know how they work.
You mean you've had them for 30 years and you've never done the research?
You've never crunched the numbers?
I had the biggest crunch as a baby and I still never.
Crunch the numbers, stop.
All right, I'm on it.
Okay. This is actually this
that's
is,
on our potential t-shirt list, I think, too.
That's definitely our potential t-shirt list.
How do boobs work? Crunch the numbers.
I was just thinking milk with extra pulp, but they're both great.
We could put them both on a shirt.
They're both.
I like the idea of us having a limited budget, so we just have to take all these phrases and put them onto a shirt. Yeah. So it's all these
it's a word cloud.
Incoherent word cloud of all these vaguely related terms.
I'd like to work for a branding agency and turn this in as my first report. They're like, what is this? I'm like, it's milk with extra pulp. It's crunch the numbers boob style. They're like, you're fired. Leave now.
It's an acronym. You get it? This is actually the one, this is top of all time, and this is actually the one that introduced me to crazy ideas, because I think it was, this was definitely on the front page for a minute, and that's another thing, I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but the front page, whenever something reaches a front page on a relatively obscure or kind of isolated sub, when it hits the front page, the moderators of that sub are always like, anybody that's coming here from the front page, here's how we work, just heads up so you don't start posting like random stupid puns and shit on our thing.
Cool.
But this one, so a porn video where a woman orders a pizza, pays with money, then she has a plumber come, fix her faucet, pays with money, or gets paid with money, then leaves, and many such psych outs, she finally goes to bed and has sex with her loving husband.
I like that.
Great. Think of the buildup.
I know.
Oh my God. It'd be nice to see a couple more twists and turns in porn. I guess.
Yeah, it's not a very creative genre.
It's the least creative genre.
But you know what? Yeah. I think, like, that's a huge opportunity. Because everybody treats porn like it's not an art form, and it's like, oh, just show a penis going into a butthole.
You just want to get to the jerking.
Yeah,
I mean, like, let's get a little
what
story.
What about story? Like, what about, like, the narrative? I don't know. You should be invested in the characters by the time they start boning. I feel like it would be a better experience.
Yeah, and wouldn't you... So that's interesting. If you formed an emotional relationship with somebody and then the sex itself felt like it was the big heroic scene.
Yeah.
You know what
like,
I mean?
Yeah!
Where it was...
Like, okay, it's Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we've spent the whole movie falling in love with those two lovers.
Are you saying James Dean playing Tom Hanks and Sasha Grey playing Meg Ryan?
James Dean as Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And Sasha Grey as Meg Ryan, the cute blonde.
I would die to watch that.
That would be an amazing porn parody.
The whole first 45 minutes is like them on a meet cute. Like, he drives a scooter.
Right.
She works in a bookstore. I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer porn to me.
Love that idea.
Have they done any porn parodies of documentaries?
Oh, man.
Like Making a Murderer, but like
porn? Yeah, as a porn parody.
I would tune in.
That's a really funny. That's a crazy idea.
Well, there's always things like Shaving Ryan's Privates. And
yeah, but that's not a documentary, though.
No, that's true.
I'm saying, like,
you know,
I want to see a porn parody of Tickled.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that one would be good.
Yeah.
That one fits really well because it's basically porn already. I feel like you'd be talking to the camera in your interview, and then out of like the corner of the screen just comes in a big boner.
Oh,
And you like turn, you're like, oh, a boner. And then it like just it goes into, you know. You know what happens next, guys.
Yeah.
Boner stuff.
Boner stuff. There's going to be a Hamilton porn parody. I know that's
Is it called Slamilton?
You know what? It should have been. It's Hamiltoe.
Hamiltoe?
I think that's better.
Slamilton or Hamiltoe? Is it actually called Hamiltoe?
Yes. Hamiltoe.
I love the world so much. This is where we need to jump in and say, if we didn't have net neutrality, things like Hamiltoe probably wouldn't exist.
That's right. Yeah.
So we need to keep net neutrality.
Yeah. Hey, we're for it. We're for it or against it. I can't remember. But you know, I'm whichever one is better for the internet.
You're for net neutrality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I'm like anti-prop yes or on no. Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
On prop 8 or yeah. Like.
Are you anti yes on prop no or are you pro no on prop yes? I guess I'm the first.
Whichever one lets the gay people get married and me smoke more weed.
Yeah. So you're prop yes on no.
Listen to what the press release says.
You're racist. What? No.
Hamiltoe will be revolutionary. It will be the first hip-hop porn musical spoofing a Broadway show celebrating a historical figure. And it will have anal sex. That's so good.
And here's the catch. You can only see it on Broadway live.
This is so amazing. Okay, listen to this. Sure, Hamilton is a smash hit, has won a Grammy Award, Drama Desk Awards, a Pulitzer Prize, and been nominated for 6 Tony Awards, but wouldn't winning a Best Anal Award be the truest mark of success? Wood Rocket is proud to announce that it's currently
Wood Rocket
casting Hamilton. Finally, a musical that would have even the Founding Fathers asking, who's your daddy? Mm. Hamilton will be revolutionary, etc. Directed by, featuring music by D-Squared. Cool.
Can awesome. can you, is this a like a press release?
Yes.
Can you write in the comment section, are you sure you guys didn't mean to call it Slamilton?
Yeah, okay. I'll take that.
Comment karma.
Wait, did you find that on Reddit or did you find that on?
I might not have even found, I'm going to see if there's anything
Hamilton. All right, so I actually just posted in Crazy Ideas my porn parodies of documentaries.
Oh, sweet.
So hopefully, I'm right on the cusp of 1,000 post-karma. So I'm like,
wow.
This could put me over the top.
We should pop a bottle of milk.
Extra pulp milk?
Extra pulpy milk. Here's one that I don't quite get. Breasts that squirt acid. I mean, that's still a crazy idea, but I don't know if I am I like stoked.
What kind
on
of
it.
Acid are we talking about here?
Doesn't specify.
Plastic acid.
Oh, so you just want like a normal biological?
Not the stuff that like ruins your face skin that they throw on women in the Middle East.
They should do face skin ruining it.
Like the little drips that you put on little Mickey Mouse sugar cubes.
Oh,
does this person hate infants or something?
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm very curious as what they're. I feel like, is there a sub that is also like high ideas, or is this basically high ideas?
It should be.
Because this is kind of.
Website high ideas? High ideas?
No. I bet, yeah, search high ideas.
High ideas was a website when I was in college. Where it was basically like. It was basically crazy ideas.
Amazing. So. I read the top of all time, the second to top of all time. Actually, the third, because that one's about, well, we got some political ones in here, because there's some interesting political ideas, too.
I like hearing good political ideas on how to, like, streamline the job of president.
This is where awesome ideas and crazy ideas gets a little confusing. Make Arkansas the official subreddit of Arkansas.
Oh, sweet.
That's really funny.
That
is good.
Yeah, yeah. Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
I wonder if they ever did that. Because that's like a good idea.
And it would be such a...
Yeah, but you're talking about people in Arkansas. Yeah. No offense, Arkansas fans.
I bet you.
But we're fucking offending the shit out of you.
This one's good. Edward Snowden, this is old, but Edward Snowden should dress up like a turkey and sneak into the turkey bin where Obama will choose to pardon the turkey. Then Edward should kill the other turkeys. Then Obama will have no choice but to pardon him. After he pardons him on stage, Edward should take off his turkey costume. And that was submitted 1 year ago by Spider Fan.
That's a cool idea.
I fucking think that's the best idea.
I mean, that's definitely not a crazy idea. That's an awesome idea. It's all very confusing. I don't understand the logic of the difference between awesome and crazy
ideas. I know. Like, this is, that would have worked. Too little, too late, I guess.
If net neutrality is repealed, we should artificially slow down AgitPi's internet connection. Yes. Awesome idea.
I love
that. What is it? Sorry.
AgitPi is the... Is that how you pronounce his name?
It might as well be. AgitPi.
No, there's no R in that. AgitPi.
He's the FCC guy that's pushing for...
He's pushing for the abolition of net neutrality.
He's in the pocket of big media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Qui bono.
Qui bono. Big pharma. It's been 10 years since To Catch a Predator. Make a Hollywood celebrity special.
Ooh, that's a good one. Pretty crazy idea.
That is so cool. Who would be on that?
I have a crazy idea for this year's award season.
What?
Because it's a lot of Me Too going on. So you got Me Too going on with the ladies in Hollywood. Because they've all been molested by Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Then you got the NFL. Everyone's taking a knee. So I think the ladies on the red carpet should take a knee this year. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea.
That'd be sick, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be that would be difficult for their dresses.
Yeah.
Hey, sacrifice.
Hey, if it's a very big ball gown, they could easily do that.
And how many guys would come up and fake get a BJ?
Yeah, that sucks.
Can you imagine?
Guys are so dumb and cool.
So stupid, dumb and cool.
Completely defeat the purpose.
I would love to see who would be the person who did that. Because it'd probably be Matt Damon or something.
Oh, God. It would. Matt Damon or Fat Affleck.
Fat Affleck?
I hate Fat Affleck.
Why? Why do you hate Fat Affleck?
He's a piece of shit.
What are you talking about? He's a genius. No. He's a genius director.
He sexually harassed people.
Does he really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a fucking shame. Here's a good one for you, Freed. It costs $500,000 to bring up a kid, statistically.
God damn it!
Gosh!
Bring him back. Nobody told me that.
Well, wait. Instead, give them nothing and let them survive by themselves. When they're 18, give them 500 grand.
Oh.
Whoa. And so they can get into meth and pills? Yeah.
Well, they'd have to get off of meth and pills because we all know that they get into
250 grand gets them off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 250 gets them on. And then the next 250 gets them off.
Put it in mutual funds. Only the strongest would survive, too.
Oh, Muchies?
Muchies. Oh, wow. This is another really fun and interesting idea. A video game where you play as much as you want online, but the moment you die, the game uninstalls itself and you can't play again. That's a cool idea. Like an interesting execution of the concept of video games.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, that's really interesting.
You should get your money back once you beat it.
No, that's not how life works. You don't get your money back when you die.
Ooh,
maybe you do. We don't know. No.
Yeah, you do. How do you know? You get it all back, dude.
What if that's an interesting idea? Because then what would you do? Because you'd have to do something where it would be a thing where the game would uninstall itself, but then you'd be entered into a forum where the people who performed best and were most compassionate throughout the game were all in one forum, and the people who were fucking dickhead monsters are all in another forum where they're constantly getting
that's kind of
trolled and shit. So
that's
it's
kind
a
of
simulation
like life. You have
of
successful people and then.
Well, I was thinking more like the heaven and hell thing. But,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. some people think this is heaven, guys.
Yeah.
What if?
Oh God, think about that.
We got all the islands we can eat. I mean, why isn't this
heaven is just lined with islands, restaurants.
Karen at Islands. My dream date.
I love it. Here's a really crazy idea. Hire a female prostitute. Tell her to meet you at a fancy restaurant and ask her to pretend to be your colleague from the bank. Hire a male prostitute and tell him the same thing. Reserve the table next to theirs and listen to them trying to improvise sexy bank-themed dialogue at each other. That's the idea from Mr. Adams.
This guy is a real puppeteer, man.
Oh, wow.
Of human life.
I love that that would interest him.
What would have spawned that idea, I wonder?
Right?
It's a very strange idea.
What are these comments saying about it? like, why would you do that? Or that's a great idea. This is even better than hiring two private investigators and asking them to follow each other.
I mean, that is hilarious.
That's a cool movie, comedy movie idea.
That is.
I'm thinking like Will Ferrell versus like maybe Zach Galifianakis. They're both PIs and they're trailing each other. It's a goof. It's a real romp.
It's a fun romp at the theater this winter. Okay, here's someone has come up with these bank-related puns. So here's the dialogue. Dinner was wonderful. Now let's get down to business. I assume as a banker that your finances are in order. A lot of my clients quickly blow their load. I assure you that my capital gains will ensure your compound interest, especially when factoring inflation. You come with a sizable deposit, I take it. Oh, you'll be covered completely. I don't normally tell people this, but would you like to hear my safe word?
Whoa.
Seems like necessary collateral. It's vault. You'll definitely have to cash that later. I've never met anyone like you before. I absolutely need you on my staff. I could be swayed by a few bucks. You'll be in the black. I'm hoping to have the black in me. I think our chemistry checks out. It's time to withdraw. That's the only way to get the money shot.
This is funny. I have a funny idea.
And so these.
I have a crazy idea based on your read. Because I love. That's such a good dialogue. Like, what if? So you take Jenna Jameson, right?
Uh-huh.
She's retired from porn, and this is like the movie or TV premise. Like, she retires from porn. She moves into a nice cul-de-sac neighborhood, and she's just gonna like get a regular job and live out her life. But she can only speak in porn dialogue script.
Oh, shit.
Because that's how she's been speaking for the last 20 years. So
she
like what you just read. That's how she speaks full time. She's like. You know, like, can you deposit your check in my book? And then, and like, and that's like her life. Yeah. And everyone, all the people just keep trying to have sex with her. And she's like,
I'm just trying to deposit a check. Or like, everybody's just like tired of her shit in that neighborhood. They're like, we are just a nice conservative neighborhood. And she just doesn't know how to fucking not be a prostitute.
And all the husbands are like, I swear she keeps trying to have sex with me. Their wives are like, sure, Phil.
Sure, Phil.
Here's a good one. One TV show that is split into two shows that air at the exact same time, showing the perspectives of the bad guy and the good guy, but each portrays the character as the good guy.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's a really fascinating idea.
That is a cool idea. That's a great pitch.
That would be really good.
I'm not going to sell you one show. I'm going to sell you two shows.
How would you, but in the world of streaming, how would you pull that off? Because that's really complicated because you'd have to.
I think you couldn't watch them at the same time.
You know?
Well, no, you wouldn't be able to watch them at the same time, but you would have to, like.
I think there's a way to do it in the same movie. There's this movie on Netflix that I watched recently called Killing Ground, and it's an Australian horror
movie.
Weird
for you. That's kind of off brand.
I know. I know.
It's a movie I saw recently called How to Commit Suicide.
It was really good, but, like, it had two timelines at the same time, and one of them shows what this, like, couple going camping is doing. They're just this loving couple. And the other one shows several days earlier another family camping in the same area. And, like, basically what happened... you gotta watch it. It's actually really, really good because...
You're just gonna tell us the plot
on
the
plot. This is what happens.
So here's how it ends. It's crazy.
One. Right.
They do such a good job of, like, showing two timelines at the same time and doing it in a way that works and actually builds the suspense. So I think you could do it that way.
I like it. Yeah, no, I like seeing the other perspective. It's important to think of the other perspective in general.
Yeah, sometimes the bad guys are the good guys, you know?
That's why I'm now a Ted Kaczynski sympathizer. Because I watched Mindhunter.
I think I've heard a ton of people say that.
Well, that show, you're kind of like, God, he was kind of cool. Except for, like, the killing thing. He was, like, kind of a chill dude.
Yeah. He was great idea, poor execution.
Just stop killing people. But, like, I kind of like your vibe.
Yeah.
Aside from that one thing.
He was sick at math, right? That was his whole
deal. He was just like this genius who lived in the woods and like lived off the land and rode his whole bicycle according to the TV show.
God.
Which I'm sure it's not accurate.
Ooh, here's a really good one. Here's a fun one that I don't know how you would make it work because the cars would be stranded. Jogger, J-O-G-G-R, an Uber-like app that allows joggers to drive you home from the bar, then jog home.
Oh, that is a great idea.
people who
oh, so they drive themselves from the bar.
I drive my car to the bar and I get blacked out.
Right.
And on the app, I go, Jogger! And then Jogger runs 2-3 miles. He gets his jog in.
Mm-hmm.
He drives my car home, and then he jogs home.
That's brilliant.
That's a dope idea.
Or she.
That's a way for long-distance runners to make money.
Right.
Yeah.
Or babies.
Yeah.
Plus...
people training for marathons and stuff.
There's a huge problem we're dealing with right now, which is how are long-term runners making their incomes?
I actually think this is...
I think this tax plan is really disadvantaging long-term runners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is really increasing their opportunity.
God, this is that's a good business.
We're just trying to steal all the ideas off.
The only downside, I think, is having that sweaty person on your leather seat. You have to put a garbage bag over your seats.
Well, and it would be so or if you're blackout hammer drunk at the bar.
Yeah,
you go home at 2 a.m. and that jogger has to run home.
They carry
at 2 a.m.
They carry a sidearm. For sure.
So it's called Jogger Handgun.
Jogger with gun.
Yeah, Jogger with Gun is the name of the app.
Oh my God, this is.
But it's all just spelled out.
Okay, this is so. This is very wrong, but every male is given a vasectomy at birth, rendering him unable to have children until he can arrange and afford a reverse vasectomy.
Wait, can you read that again?
So every man is given a vasectomy at birth, rendering him unable to have children until he can, like, become secure enough and arrange and afford a reverse vasectomy to have children to ensure that any babies being born into the world are being born to fathers that are able to take care of them financially.
That's a
crazy idea.
Somebody's really angry on the other side of that.
That's like a eugenics.
Are you okay, 1925 gamer fan? Yeah. You want to talk?
I'm
about
all
it?
About mid-century eugenics.
I've got a crazy idea. Let's kill all men.
Wait, I have an idea. We'll just kill them all. We don't need kids.
I like this one. After Usain Bolt retires, pump him full of drugs and see how fast we can really get a human to go. Like, yeah, dude.
Why not?
Actually, for the record, I think they're all already on drugs anyway.
Oh, of course.
But even still, let's just make it public. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's just have a drug version of Olympics.
Yeah. Like,
it's all drug-based.
A drug version of Olympics is amazing.
I mean, why are we all hiding behind this, like, it's pure, it's pure? You're like, it's fucking, we all know it's not pure. Well, it's all about MasterCard, Coke, Visa, and steroids.
Totally.
And that's what it is, and we love it, so
plus,
just stop lying.
I mean, if you compare what we could do back in, like, the 50s with what we can do with nutrition now, it's like, are you trying to tell me that sitting in a Cairo chamber is not, like, to some degree, like, performance enhancing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like where does medicine and improvements cross the line into performance enhancing?
Totally.
Right? Isn't that what ice is on your knee?
Yeah, like, exactly. It technically is performance enhancing. On that note, here's another really good one.
Ooh.
Set your Wi-Fi password to 2444666666888888 so that when someone asks you your password, you can just tell them it's 12345678.
Oh my god.
That is such a good idea.
Damn.
Pretty fucking smart.
And it's on topic because we're discussing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can do that now.
Oh, here's a good idea now that the tax plan's passed. Seeing as the 1% have nearly everything, let's just give them all the money and start a new currency that they're not allowed to use. Also, there should be a picture of boobs on the new money. And the top comment is, are the size of the boobs tied to the denomination of money? And the response is yes. So
I actually love that's a really interesting idea. The idea that you
make
can create a currency that the 1% literally is not allowed to have.
Yeah. We stop paying into their bullshit and become like really happy, I think.
Plus they're gonna be boobs on our money.
I was actually thinking about this the other day with politics. I don't want to talk about politics, but this is like a crazy
idea. Who's politics, dude?
Politics. T-I-X.
Porno actress.
P-A-U-A.
I was thinking about this about politics. Now, I don't want to talk about politics, but.
Politics would be the name of probably, like, Eliza on Hamilton.
That's true, actually.
Right? Politics, politics playing Eliza.
I think, you know how we, like, companies essentially like pay to play with getting people elected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give your campaign money. And then once you get elected, they do you favors. And like that's basically
right.
The system.
Right.
I mean, it's not a secret. But I think let's just blow that system out.
Yeah.
Let's lean into it. So I'm going to run for city office or something. I'll be like, if you want your potholes fixed, give me $100 to my account. Like, actually verbalize it and make it so it's almost so disgusting, then the people will be forced to change that system. What do you think about that?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty crazy.
It sounds crazy.
I think it's crazy. You need to write it down, dude. Get your post comment up, bro.
I'm too busy podcasting right now, guys.
I've been posting things to crazy ideas since we started this podcast.
This one's really fun. It's a museum built for dogs featuring rare and fascinating odors from around the world.
That's a really interesting one.
Wouldn't that be fun to take your dog to that?
I mean, they would probably have a panic attack.
They'd pee on everything.
They would literally pee on everything. And then what would some of those smells be that would be interesting for a dog, in theory? Speculating in a way that we literally will never understand.
Different human shits from around the world because different
cuisines different
would
food?
Make their poop smell different.
That's interesting.
Different subway station smells.
This just sounds like a good museum for humans.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
A museum where it's just
a brave soul.
It's different shits from around the world, and then and then the smell of different subway terminals, and that's the only thing in the museum.
That is insane. Ew.
That's a great idea.
Crazy idea. Oh my God.
You got another one over there, Fareed?
I'm adding an idea. I'm trying to get my post karma up.
Oh my God, sweet. Oh, okay, in the meantime, here's an idea for anti-matches on Tinder where you can both argue with each other if you both swiped left.
That's fucking hilarious.
Like, we both don't like each other. Fuck you.
That's a great idea. Oh my God.
That'd be amazing. Oh my God. Reverse Breaking Bad, a TV show where a ruthless drug dealer slowly becomes a mild-mannered school teacher over the course of 5 seasons, and his wife slowly stops being a huge bitch.
That's amazing.
Oh man. I love crazy ideas.
This is one of my favorite
Me
subs.
Too.
It's really fun. It's great for a party. I mean, I say, hey, have your friends over. Put out a cheese platter.
Yeah.
Go through some of these ideas.
Go through some of them. They're great. Make Betsy DeVos go through every grade of public school, Billy Madison style.
I love that. How about this?
I love it.
Dress up like Ronald McDonald, enter a McDonald's, and tell random customers they win free fries for life. Also, fire some employees.
Wow.
Certified crazy.
This one's, we should all start using MySpace again out of nowhere. And I'm kind of like, God, that makes a lot of sense to me. Facebook's gotten really annoying.
It's the worst, dude.
And so why don't we go back to MySpace, where it's clean and there's no fucking posers on there, dude? It's all the real deal.
There's literally no posers on MySpace.
I mean, it's poser list.
That should be their tagline, dude. That should be their main selling point.
No posers
like,
here?
Like, no posers on MySpace.
No. That's so true.
Ah, man, wouldn't it be cool to be like, I couldn't find you on Facebook. It's like, oh, well, just MySpace, baby, bro. Like, that's retro as F? Retro as a fuck.
Retro a fuck. Hire a female prostitute. Tell her to meet. Oh wait, you already read that one, right?
That's the bank.
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Oh my God! Afraid of child predators? This one's good for you, Frida. Paint Ooh. Your kid bright colors so they appear to be poisonous.
I'm gonna paint my kid like a newt.
So they appear to be poisonous, or in such a way that they mimic a dangerous animal like a viper. Predators hate vipes.
Well, maybe I should just write I have AIDS on my kid's forehead.
And let him get a tattoo.
And then I won't have to parent him.
Wait, there's a
and you
subreddit
get to give him $500,000 when he turns 18?
There's a subreddit called Two Sentence Horror Stories or something, and there is one that says a girl about to be assaulted says, I have AIDS. And then the guy says, me too.
I've heard that joke before.
That's so fucking scary.
Wait, what? It's a joke? Hold on.
That she's like about to be raped and right. Like to try to deter him, she's like, I have AIDS. And then he just says, me too.
I think the other one I would even be more scared would be bed bugs. Like, I have bed bugs.
I have scabies.
And then...
I have lupus.
That's a rare cancer. That's not transferable by rape. Yeah.
But then the rapist would be like,
what?
Wait, what
exactly
are you telling
is lupus?
Me?
It would confuse him. And then he'd be like, I don't think that's contagious. Yeah.
And then she would be like, no, I just want to talk to somebody. And then he'd be like, I don't. This is not what I don't want. I don't want that. And then he runs away, scared of emotional
lupus
discourse.
Lupus sounds nicer than it is, which I'm
yeah, for sure, dude.
I don't like the name.
It's a kind of cancer.
Yeah.
It's like an autoimmune disease, right?
Yeah, it's like terrible. I think it's like a whole body degeneration deal.
What about rickets?
Oh, what is rickets?
Rickets sounds like an old-timey game you play.
That's true.
Like something from the turn of the century, the last century, not this.
Oh, my God. I
think rickets is essentially adult chicken pox.
Hey, Graham, you want to come play rickets?
Wait, that's...
Sure thing, Theodore. That's how people used to talk.
That is how people used to. Why do people talk like that?
Because they had class, dude.
obviously.
Shit, what is it called?
Here's a good one. Make a documentary series called The War on Drugs.
Shingles.
Where shingles, that's what it is. Where shingles just sounds like a roofing.
It
or is that literally shingles?
That is.
It's both.
Oh, wow.
Shingles.
That's confusing.
You could be like, I'm in shingles. You're like, roofing? You're like, no.
I'm in
shingles. I take
shingles.
Adult chicken pox and I kill them.
I'm itching, burning all over my body. Right.
Make a documentary series called The War on Drugs, where college professors of 20th century history discuss World War I while smoking weed, dropping acid, and eating shrooms.
Damn.
The War on Drugs.
The War on...
I love
hosted
that.
By Dog Boobs.
Oh my God, done. Wear only a towel around your waist, and you can get into pretty much anywhere if you just repeat, so sorry, and keep moving forward.
That's fantastic.
That's such a good idea. I love this stuff so much. This is like my favorite stuff I think we've ever talked about.
Yeah, me too. This is amazing. Okay, I want to take a quick intermission call out a fan that we met on Reddit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a great, sorry.
This is just...
I'm gonna eat a fritter while we're doing this.
Yeah, eat your fritter. I feel like it's just a good moment to just throw it out there. I don't know your name, but it's CDWNY_Junior. Thank you so much for reaching out and complimenting our podcast by saying it's fucking 9/11, because that, I thought, was gonna be an insult, and it ended up being the greatest compliment I've ever heard. He said... Done by someone who knows what they're doing and what to use on a presidential level.
What does that mean?
That
I'm surprised the things we know we're
Bush
doing given our constant,
9/11.
Constant
oh
mic problems.
My
and also,
God.
We do a good pod.
Cool. So we're like, we're so deep in conspiracy.
Yeah. We're
that...
good at pods like Bush was good at orchestrating 9/11.
Wow. And we're in a front on American freedom.
Yeah.
And just so you know, C.D. Winnie Jr., you have an engraved sword coming your way.
Whoa.
Should we gild him too?
Why the fuck not?
I mean, gilding's pretty everybody. Sweet, but getting a sword in the mail is extra sweet.
Did we already call out Hofa Show? We probably called him out. Oh, yeah, we talked about how he shouldn't murder his wife earlier.
Ho.
Don't.
Sorry, this is how we handle fans. First, we praise them and compliment them, and then over the course of our relationship with them, we start speculating that maybe they're serial killers.
We bully them.
Yeah, we bully them. It starts with us saying thank you.
Oh, wow, you're great. You're cool. And then about in 6 months,
we're going to give them an e-wedgie. That's a great idea. That's a crazy idea.
Yeah, send an email that, like, oh, this is actually, I read about this, I know this is kind of going off topic, but I read about this in, not The Onion, but it's like a Fitbit for sex. It's a band you wear around your penis, and it measures thrust and stroke and duration.
And this is a real thing?
This is a real thing that came out. And,
that's a great idea.
And it actually says it can detect gonorrhea and herpes.
What?
But you have to be having sex.
For it to work.
So it's like too late, but apparently I guess you're wearing a condom hypothetically and then it
you're like
crazy
but pretty cool, right?
That is the greatest possible opportunity to like hack into somebody's biotech and play an awesome prank.
I love how
like in the middle of it it's like wee like the gonorrhea alarm goes off.
Oh, that's a great hack.
That's a great hack.
Oh, my God. I love that.
But my wife has
stupid
gonorrhea.
Stupid thing is broken.
Yeah, this is...
You're like, are you sure? Wait, hold on.
90% of guys...
No, it's broken.
90% of guys would be like, oh, it just must be a glitch.
Yeah, totally.
glitches.
Wait, is your dick bit? Is it called a dick bit?
This company called British Condoms. I swear to God, that's the name of the
platform.
Which I'm like... On a little on the nose, guys.
Yeah, a little bit.
little on the boner, as we say.
if they didn't call it a dick bit, they fucked up.
They didn't. It's called something else.
So the dick bit starts going off, and the lady goes, whoa, 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 is that thing saying gonorrhea?
No.
And the guy goes, don't worry about
don't
it.
Don't even worry about
it. No, it's cool. No,
it's on the Fritz. I dropped it in the sink.
Well, no, this thing favors men. It doesn't favor women. So no. It tells the guy that the girl has gonorrhea or herpes.
Oh,
but it doesn't go.
So then he's like, beep, 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 something to tell me, Sarah. And she'll be like, no, you dropped it in the sink.
Yeah.
Okay, I like
you dropped
that.
It in my gonorrhea sink.
Yeah. Sounds like a patriarchal society to me. Why are we making dick bits, not clit bits? You know.
Oh,
what I mean?
Whoa. Put it in the sub.
Put it in the sub.
That's a crazy good idea.
You know what?
I think people would just call me a perv.
Words that end in rhea are not good. I just am realizing gonorrhea, yeah.
Diarrhea,
and then you got Rhea Perlman, which I'm always like.
Well, that's where her name starts. It's different.
Yes, it's different. I guess that's a pass.
Yeah.
Rhea Perlman. How about this? This is a really funny one.
The kind of Rhea you want to have.
Rhea Perlman.
That should be on our business card.
Great catchphrase. Ban our shower thoughts in California until the drought ends.
I like that one.
That's a pretty good, that was a pretty good one.
I think the drought ended.
Yeah, it ended. We got a lot of rain last year, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, this is mean.
El Nino.
But funny. On April Fool's Day, Gone Wild reverses the upvote-downvote buttons, resulting in a front page full of ugly women and men posts.
Ooh, that's amazing. Mean. That's hilarious and mean.
You give them their moment to shine, you know?
I don't know if that's technically shining, but delete any post that gets more than 2,000 upvotes on mildly interesting since it's too interesting.
Ooh.
This one's great. I would fucking watch the shit out of this show. Survivor. Crack Island. A normal season of Survivor, but all the contestants are crack addicts and the rewards are all crack based. Oh my god, that'd be fucking awesome.
Oh my
probably
god.
Probably sad if you have no soul like myself. But hey.
I love it.
I'd watch.
I would totally watch that.
It's not real.
I'd try to get on it somehow.
Well, you'd be on Suicide Island.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to kill themselves.
Everything's so scary.
And there's one guy who's
on
trying to
We have to try to get through to kill ourselves first. There's so many spiders and like shit on this island. I will get to the gun first.
And there's one Dr. Phil and he's trying to save everybody. Just talk it out.
Talk it out. It's this just one, a spider. They're not even poisonous.
This one is so great.
Stop trying to get bit by poisonous spiders and snakes. Stop sleeping with snakes.
Stop it.
Start pronouncing Popeye's Pope Yes and see how long it takes to catch on.
Pope Yes.
Pope Yes. That was so simple because it's just like, just see how long it takes.
Oh my God.
I've been trying this with a restaurant in Venice, which you guys might know about, called the Canal Club.
Oh,
but I've been calling it the Sea Anal Club for a long time. And nobody seems to get it or
no
like
one
it.
Wants to meet you there.
No one likes it.
I'm like, meet me at the Sea Anal Club, and everyone's like, what do you know?
Oh
why
my
would I
God.
Why would I do that?
Yeah. It hasn't caught on.
This is a horrible, crazy idea. Pants with a slit in them so people can see part of your penis the way women show cleavage.
That is amazing.
I like that. I like the male dick cleavage.
Male dick cleavage.
The problem with that is that men would be all about it.
They call it peevage.
Peevage. It would be like your balls, though, right?
Yeah, it should be.
Because we all know women love big balls.
Big, prominent balls.
That's kind of, you guys ever wear a codpiece? To high school.
Yeah, I do. All
did
the
you
time.
Guys ever wear a codpiece to high school? I just want to bring some up. Did you guys ever like wear a codpiece to high school?
And we're not talking about a like roll of socks, a literal codpiece.
We're talking like the kind of thing you would get from truesource.com if they weren't such fucking wusses. You know?
Why don't they carry codpieces?
They
cod
should
pieces?
Sell a codpiece.
I'm going to get codpieces on Etsy.
Uber Fire, a much cheaper version of Uber, and a fire truck picks you up. But if there's a fire while you're taking your destination, you have to help it out first.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
And we don't expect you to rush into a building, but pick up a fucking broom, dude.
Yeah, you got
to
pick up a broom. You got to like.
Yeah. There's a lot of like rubble around.
You got to pet. Oh, those
Whoa.
Are. Is those that true swords?
No,
oh, it's on Etsy.
Beautiful handmade cod pieces on Etsy.
Those are nice looking cod pieces.
You can get literally any design you want. Like you heard a Renaissance padded gold one.
You heard it here first. We're wearing cod pieces and joining MySpace.
Yeah.
There you go. Look at that one. Leather jockstrap.
We should have branded cod pieces for.
I think if you wore a cod piece.
A branded cod piece that says pulp and milk. Extra pulp and milk.
Buy our swag.
Oh, I love it.
Free hofa show on a cod piece.
Yes.
I think Those, if you wore that around, you'd get kicked in the nuts 90% more than you do now.
Oh, easily.
This is cool because it's actually built into a pair of Renaissance shorts.
Okay.
That's
cool. This one's cool because it's built into a pair of the nerdiest, lamest shit.
Breathable biker shorts.
Oh my God. They also sell pet neck ruffles.
This Who is this person? Can this we guild cool. Leela's luxury costumes?
Oh my God,
is this a new sponsor?
Oh my
Whoa.
God.
Whoa.
Yes.
That would actually be a great way to handle sponsorships, is just doing really funny Etsy stores we
I
find.
Would
That's
die.
A cool Etsy store. What's it called again?
Lilia's
Luxury Costumes.
Can you read it in
14th century England?
18th century voice, please.
Yeah, let me try it. hold on.
Your impressions.
my accents. I gotta get my accent right.
Go through your accent Rolodex.
Lila's luxury costumes. I can't do accents.
We gotta make you do an accent on every pod.
No. You sound like an Australian helicopter pilot who's drunk.
Lila's luxury costumes. Now that went a little Irish.
I don't know what that one was. Oh my god.
That was good.
Alright, well I tried.
A strip club where all the strippers are cosplayers.
I think that's cool.
I'm actually surprised it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It
should exist. I think people who start strip clubs aren't that creative or good at business.
No, that's true, actually.
No offense to the strip club community. But yeah, there's actually a lot of wiggle room in strip clubs, you would think, right?
Interesting.
Yes.
Because they're kind of all
dumpy. Are you saying wiggle room?
There's a sci-fi fantasy themed strip club opening in Atlanta.
Nice.
And there's a cosplay burlesque that you can go to. So cool. Okay. Sounds like we're getting there.
This one made me laugh.
I hope this is the same one you're reading.
Cast Danny DeVito as an ex-Peter Pan changed nothing within the story.
That's an amazing idea.
That was so funny. I would go see that. I'd pay $200 for sure. To see that show.
I'm trying to be so
This is so
like,
good. An air horn that looks like a Febreze can, so you'll always know when somebody poops in your house. How funny would that be?
Oh, wow. That's fucking great.
That's such a genius idea.
Oh!
Yeah.
I love
Looks like
that.
Bill just ripped one.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Take a girl on a first date to couples counseling.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wow. I just feel like we don't even know each other these days.
Seriously, I don't
that's
know
That's a
you.
Crazy idea, and I don't even think it's that good.
I like that's a funny, I don't know.
Fucking crazy idea. End racism by skinning everyone alive. Wait, harvest what? Brains, fill in robots, allow robot humans to reassemble themselves as they want. And of course the first idea is 15-inch robodong. none of that made sense.
Why don't we all, because we can turn our skin different colors, obviously.
Totally.
People do it all the time.
Do we? Can you?
Well, black people again? Can become white, and white people can become dark as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't we all just select a shade that's nice and neutral, like an olive shade?
Olive greens.
Everyone always like wants olive skin. Ooh, that's a nice olive skin.
But have you seen an olive?
And then we'll all just say together as a nation in 2018, we're all going to be color...
Olive.
White.
And then and then race just...
Kidding,
it doesn't exist anymore,
no.
Right?
I love
Boom.
Olive.
Guess who just fixed racism? We did. Did you read it?
Today.
Today.
Mark your calendars. It's going to be a holiday.
Is that a crazy idea I can think?
I
also,
like it.
Topless and wet, a smoothie bar where none of the blenders have lids.
Oh, good. Good. It's going to be a letdown for everybody, but good.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love these.
What's another good one?
Ooh, remake Fresh Prince with Jaden Smith, but have him play a rich kid sent to live in a ghetto.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Now that's
love that.
Interesting. I'd watch that.
A water park for adults only, more extreme slides, a wave pool that has huge waves, alcohol everywhere, and a normal lazy river.
I love that. That sounds relaxing.
I mean, that's also, that's always been kind of my... Not that idea specifically, but it's my dream to go to like a Disneyland or to have a very similar thing to Disneyland, but it be like either Adult Swim or South Park themed.
Because
that would
awesome.
Be fucking the coolest place on earth. Can you imagine how insane Matt and Trey would design a theme park?
Oh, it'd be so cool.
Why isn't
cool.
that
one of my Reddit Santa gifts, which I know we haven't talked about yet, but
yeah, we gotta get to that at some point.
What TV show would you want to live in? And mine was South Park.
Oh,
that was nice. My choice.
What a cool world. I'd like go to Randy's house every day and be like, what are you up to, Randy?
Oh.
Randy would be a really fun person to hang out with on accident.
I think it. I said yeah. I wanted to live in Westworld.
Oh, that's cool.
As a robot.
Because you like banging all those hot Latino men?
Everyone.
Man, what did I say for that? That's a good question.
Right?
You probably said like Charlie Rose's.
I think I said SportsCenter.
Oh, cool. You
would.
You're going to get a big dildo in the mail.
I'm just going to get like a baseball.
Some weights.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah, so we are all signing up for Reddit.
We all signed up for.
Yeah.
We should have actually told our listeners about this earlier, because now the registration is closed. However, you can be a regifter for anybody who doesn't who their Secret Santa blows up and yeah. they don't.
Should we take a minute and break down Secret Santa? Because I think just like
I think we should. I mean, it's we talked about it briefly last year, but we fucked up and we didn't do it early enough, and now we finally did it early enough, yeah. and. Yours truly is an elf.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm yet to understand what the perks are. I think it's literally like.
Sounds like you have to do less.
I think so.
Sounds like you just got to pass.
Good job.
Good job.
You're always gaming the system, dude.
I'm literally always gaming the system.
Here's a great, crazy idea. If Mayweather goes 50-0 in boxing, takes $100 million, okay, which already happened, right? So now he should fight McGregor full MMA style for $1 billion.
That's amazing.
I would pay $200 to watch that.
I would play that. My answer, by the way, was Metalocalypse.
Oh, for nice.
What show would I like to?
Good answer.
Nice.
That show is the best.
Yeah, that show is really funny.
Yeah. I can't believe it got canceled, actually. It's one of my saddest.
I think Netflix would pick it up, probably, right? For sure. Keep that shit going.
Absolutely. Plus, have 25 kids. Name them alphabetically A through Z, but skip M. If they ever ask you about it, suspiciously avoid the question every time.
Okay. I love that. Oh, okay. Well, this is not a crazy idea. It's more what we filled out for our gift exchange. But which book character would be your best friend?
Oh.
What did you put?
Oh.
I put Frankenstein's monster. Because he feels like such an outcast and his creator abandons him. And I wouldn't abandon him. In the Arctic.
Where are your answers on this page?
I found them by going.
You have to click on your preferences or something. Mine was Molly Millions from Neuromancer or mm-hmm. Ace from Ready Player One.
Oh, okay.
Ace from Ready Player One was fucking sick. So
which that'd be awesome. I love. Oh yeah, yeah. That book rules, man.
It's the greatest, man. It's such a good book. I can't wait for the movie. I'm very curious how they're going to handle all the strange trademarking things, because
yeah, right.
It's like literally like a never-ending amount of trademarking issues.
Man, oh, here I we love go. It.
Sorry, guys, I'm crushing this fritter.
Character that would be my best friend, the BFG Roald Dahl.
Oh,
yeah. That's hell a great yeah, idea. Dude!
My guy will carry me around. I won't have to walk ever again.
Love it,
fools.
Love it. Oh, my Secret Santa person didn't even fill out which book character would be their best friend.
In retrospect, I should have put Baron Trump from one of Donald Trump's autobiographies.
He's going to be the coolest kid.
That kid needs a friend.
Oh, man.
He's going to be a fucking douche like the rest of them.
He might go in the opposite direction.
What if he becomes like, what if Melania's really just like, I feel like she's super abused.
She's,
and like,
yeah, she's chill, man.
She wants to get the fuck out.
She wants to just be married to a rich guy.
Yeah, she just wants money and to hang out with Baron.
You have sympathy for her?
I feel do. Like
she doesn't.
I think she just because she's she chose.
Yeah, she chose.
Doesn't Trump have a cool like a cool daughter who's out of the picture and just like hangs out?
Yeah, what's
that
her
nobody
name?
Talks about.
Tina Stacy.
It's like yeah, it's Tina, I think.
And she just like she's pretty and she seems kind of cool and she just
she's
like
she's the least pretty and the most
Tiffany.
Dumb.
Tiffany.
She's in law school. She stays out of the like public eye. She's not as pretty as Ivanka.
She doesn't stay out of the public eye. I think they kept her out of the public eye because the few times they kind of interviewed her, she sort of was dummy, like sort of like and then I think they made a choice. Like, put her in the back kind of thing. Because she initially was around, and then she disappeared. And She's what's her name's daughter.
Bring back Tiffany. That's what I'm saying.
Bring back Tiffany. Hashtag me too.
Maybe should I put that in a crazy idea?
Ooh, you guys. Tiffany's boyfriend's a Democrat.
Nice.
Ooh, uh-oh.
So is Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
She's an Ivy Leaguer. She doesn't even have $1 million to her name. I love her. Love her.
Here's another one. Go back in time and teach Hitler to dab instead of the Nazi salute.
Oh!
Can you imagine?
It would effectively we never have to see a dab again.
I know. But it would still, you'd have life. Like the whole, the retrospective history and everybody's just dabbing instead of the, that's so funny.
We gotta have someone go into Photoshop and electronically.
Make all the Nazi pictures.
The problem with that pictures. Is like, it's like one of those great dumb things that it's like still sort of heavy to look at, but it's funny totally, at the same totally, time. Totally.
There's a lot of that going on right
this
now.
This is cool. Start a fortune cookie company that has really ominous and specific fortunes in the cookies. Like, be sure to duck at 11:45 tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Soundproof your house so God can't hear your homosexual thoughts. That's a great idea.
This is a good one. A urinal that scans the size of your dick and shows you on a leaderboard against everyone else who has used that urinal. That would be such a cool bar.
Can I share an aside about urinals?
I love these.
I have one too. After yours,
really?
Let's, okay. let's
tell
share our aside about the urinal, and then also come up because we haven't gone through crazy ideas on our own.
Oh yeah.
So everybody has to come up with a good crazy idea about urinals.
Cool.
So I'll save my urinal story. You guys don't even have to listen. Just come up with your good ideas. Okay. So I went to Mexico over the summer, and we had like a security contractor team come with us, and there were all these like Marines with guns and hunting knives, and they protected us from potential cartel people stealing all of our equipment and stuff. They became real good friends. I got horribly sick the last day in Mexico, and they all basically like carried me back to the United States. So I really like them, and I have all their phone numbers.
So what, now you're pro-guns?
So I'm pro-gun, first of all. And on Thanksgiving, one of them tried to hit me up for a booty call.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day.
Hell yeah, dude.
He was in Chicago, I'm like, I'm not in Chicago. You know.
He's like, I'm done stuffing this turkey.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
And I'm like, I'm not in Chicago. I'm in California. Maybe I'll be in Chicago next year visiting family. He's like, what would you want to do if you were visiting family? And I was like, what do you want to do? Like, I
like
go to Portillo's.
Guys, get the text, the sex started.
Yeah. Like, hey. And then just want you to like take it and run. And I'm like,
I can't wait to see where the urine comes into this story.
Yeah. Just wait.
It's pretty far from taking a leap.
I know.
So I was like,
I want to jerk off into a urinal.
I don't know. Probably see my family and friends, I guess.
Yeah. And he goes, you tease. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean by that? Then he says, have you seen Flashdance? And I'm like, what the fuck?
This guy's awesome.
And his last thing is, too late, and sends this picture of someone taking a picture of him at a urinal with his pants completely on the ground.
That's the guy?
Yes.
That's...
I love that.
He's got a... Look at that.
He's got a dumpy... He's got a dumpy booty.
He's got a nice contained... spend some time
first
in Afghanistan
all,
booty.
Yeah.
That's really funny, and I would have probably done that a few years ago.
Okay.
I think now, no, but like...
I loved that it happened because
pants around
I got
the ankles
to tell
are
everyone
your
at work and they all know about these people and
so
it was just good story.
That's good.
Can you
story.
Please
stuff.
Share that story as a Me Too? As like a really hilarious Me Too?
Like, Me Too.
Be like, everybody's giving these really harrowing stories about really bad stuff and you're like,
have you ever seen Flashdance?
This guy.
Me too. Me fucking too, ladies.
Oh my god. All right.
What's
Freed,
your
give us your urinal story.
It's not anywhere near as good as that. I'm just gonna pass. No, I just noticed that I was at a bathroom yesterday and they had the little urinal in between the two big ones. So it wasn't justified to the left or the right. It was in the middle. And it's because somebody finally got their shit together. I'm like, oh, this is genius. Now, if nobody wants to use the little one.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have an obvious separator between the two urinals, whereas before two guys would have to stand next to each other. And then, so now there's like this sort of you know, if you need to go use the middle one because the other two are full, fine, go use the little one. But now if it's just two people at a three-person stall, there's like this obvious gap. And I'm like, oh, that's so genius. Like someone finally...
Such a smart idea.
Yeah. And if you're a dad with a kid...
You can be right next to him.
You can be right next to him, guaranteed, on either side.
Like, I love Johnny, that. I'll see you at the other side of the bathroom in a couple minutes, bud.
Yeah, I'll be over here. Enjoy being eye level with a bunch of man dicks.
Oh, that sucks.
I always make sure that I never bow down to the low urinal standards. I just pee wherever direction I feel like going. So.
Good.
Oh, you pee on top of the urinal.
Oh, I pee on the handles for sure. Every time.
You son of
Thanks.
A bitch.
Thanks.
Wow.
All right. So crazy ideas about urinals. Let's go.
Wait, what's your urinal story?
I don't have. Look, do I have a good urinal story?
Well, I remember one of the first times we ever talked. You told me it was true that guys just fart at the urinal.
Oh yeah, guys. I mean, guys. In every bathroom ever, they just fart at whenever they feel like it.
Rip while they're peeing.
It's a safe zone.
It's a safe zone, and usually afterwards, you text your friend and go, whoa, this guy's got me beat. That happens.
I love that. That is so mysterious to me because girls will literally roll up toilet paper and cover their butts so their farts aren't audible in the bathroom.
Oh, that's...
That's crazy.
That is like sacrilege of a guy.
What a waste of paper.
Yeah, totally.
What a waste of a good fart.
I've never done that. I just know from other girls that they do that.
That's so weird.
I'm not like other girls. I like the Star Wars movie.
I'm not like other girls. I like the Star Wars movie, and I openly fart.
But you know what? Girls are so brutal with each other. Like, if one girl heard another girl fart, and then, like, Cindy's like,
ew.
Stacy farted.
Yeah.
And then, like, then Stacy becomes the farter, and, like, her Hawaii school is ruined.
It's like, girls are fucking mean. Like, if they all just farted,
that's why
we'd all be on a level playing field.
Here's a crazy idea. Every bathroom should just have a fucking speaker cranked to the max
full
of fart noises.
In Japan,
that's
they
a great
do.
Idea.
Instead of music, just, like, random.
Yeah.
That's an amazing idea.
Nobody knows who did what. Yeah.
In Japan, they do that, though. You close the stall door and, like, some beautiful music starts playing, so you have privacy. Oh,
every public bathroom should have, like, fucking Guns N' Roses blaring. Agreed. Or the fart machine.
Yeah.
Or Weird Al Yankovic.
Or something good.
All right.
Weird Al would be a great one.
Love it.
So, crazy idea. So, crazy idea, I guess, that is every bathroom should have Weird Al Yankovic playing as loud as possible so that nobody can hear your farts.
Yeah.
What's another really...
Another crazy idea.
Another good crazy idea.
Well, I shared a crazy idea, I think, during Robosexuality about how for years I've thought making a robotic baby pet would be the best idea because it would give people who are, they think babies are adorable and they want to be a parent, they could give them, like, it's like a starter baby where it acts like a dog, looks like a baby, only lives as long as a dog.
Which is 13 years?
Yeah. You know, it's like a 10 to 13 year commitment. The baby will die.
It's a lot
at
of work.
Point.
Does it grow up? Like, does it grow up to be a 10-year-old, or does it stay a baby?
No, it stays a baby the entire time, and it doesn't. It's not as needy as a baby. It's like a dog. You can keep it. You can leave it at home. Put a water dish out.
Right.
I put a water dish out for my baby.
Yeah. Like, and then afterwards, you could be like, "Well, that was great. I'm gonna have a real baby," but. I think it's a good idea.
I don't believe in
it's a great crazy idea.
Practice baby philosophy.
Yeah.
Because
like robot babies?
I just don't know if it I don't know. I like the idea. I'm not trying to shit on your idea.
You're like, I don't like the idea I like the idea.
I don't think you can ever practice.
No, it's not a real thing. My
idea. And I just know if you had like a practice baby. There would be a few nights you'd be like, I'm turning it off.
Yes.
I'm going to go get shit-faced.
Yes.
I need some sleep.
Yeah, dude, sleep it was until
like,
10.
It's like those the parenting classes in high school where they give you the baby doll.
The flower.
And so many people would just like, I don't care if I get a C. I'm going to go out tonight and this baby's going to be crying. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to cook a pie with this flower baby.
Yeah.
Eat it.
Man, I'm trying to think
little,
of...
get smaller.
What's a crazy idea that I
Are
love?
Are you snorting your baby?
A crack baby. Oh my god.
All my ideas are based in practical things, like legalized steroids and shit like that.
Yeah.
Legalized steroids for baseball's fun again.
All the crazy ideas. Yeah. Well, they juiced the ball. So instead of juicing the players, they juiced the ball this year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So we think.
Okay.
Ooh, there were a lot of home runs this year.
Like, seemed like too many.
There were a disproportionate amount of home runs.
Well, yeah, just in the postseason.
Yeah.
And the whole year, I guess.
But they're so fun, though. Home runs are the coolest.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. I just think that's what they do.
Yeah.
It was great. I mean, baseball's losing audience share, right?
I really want to focus on this urinal thing. Like, I feel like I really want to come up with a great innovation for a urinal.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, this is not a unique idea, but I've always thought it'd be a great idea, is make urinals the way that you do skee ball. You can walk away with a score.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there should definitely be a timer on it.
Totally.
And a weight displacement.
Know what it should be?
It should measure the amount of liquid. Fluid.
You know what Santa Monica Pier, that game where you spray the gun right onto the target and
the
then
clown's
your
head
goes up? Or you, like, race? You could race other guys.
Oh.
That would be so much fun.
That would be so
it
fun.
It all depends on how much urine you have and the strength of your stream. And you can win a stuffed animal at the end.
I would prefer, man, I would like to have my penis hole be this about the width of a hose so I could just get it out quicker.
Dude, you'd get so much stuff.
I just want
like
a quick dump.
You would get a bunch of stuff in there for sure.
I'd have to wear a cork.
Yeah, you'd have to wear a cork.
You would have to wear
no
a cork.
No question. But then you could do designer corks and shit, dude. That's a whole cottage industry.
That's a cod piece industry.
Cod piece industry, dude.
If you have like
we're bringing back the cod piece industry.
I love the cod piece.
We're gonna start like an antitrust corporate battle with Lila's luxury linens or whatever
Lily's
the name of that story is.
Luxury cod pieces.
Is that what it was?
Really, is luxury costumes.
See, you're good at accents until we put you on the spot.
But I did that.
I know.
Before you picked the drunken Australian bush pilot.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It's just like a...
Lily is luxury costumes.
Lay off the Fosters, mate.
Yeah. You just can't. You have stage fright. That's your problem.
I know. I get really nervous. If I listen to an Australian person for a day, I can do an Australian accent for an hour.
That's
amazing.
That's how it works for
That's
me.
The proportion. I'm a little caught up on why that guy would send you a photo of him at a urinal.
That's the least sexy thing
in
ever.
In a booty call, taken from somebody else during the day.
Another person.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's my strategy if I were him would be like... Dog Boobs is cool. She's really funny. She likes a good joke.
She's a cool girl.
She's a cool girl who's probably
She gets
down.
Dipsteria sometimes.
She probably loves Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
She loves Porky Pig in it.
Singular Star Wars.
Star Wars.
She's the kind of chick that might like Star Wars.
Before Star Wars, there was Star Wars.
It was Star Wars.
Well, I'm not. I'm not a cool girl, and I don't want to get pictures of your fucking ass as you're peeing into a urinal.
It's Your Dad sent me that as a goof, it'd be funny.
Yeah.
As a funny.
Or would that be like Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer harassment?
No,
it's hard to tell
like,
anymore, man.
Yeah,
where's the goof line?
I mean, it would be extremely uncharacteristic for me to do that. Like I don't. If I would do that, it would be something would have gone terribly
I
awry.
I feel like I would be concerned.
Yeah, totally.
I'd be like, are you okay?
Are you being held hostage?
Are you aware that somebody just sent me a picture of your naked butt at a urinal?
Someone's watching you and has your phone.
That's a fappening for sure.
That's a fappening moment.
Totally. Oh my God, that'd be terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that guy's strategy was instead of going straight for the, hey, when you're in Chicago next year for Thanksgiving, we should go to the fucking
like,
public bathroom.
Leave your family for the night and come to a public bathroom. It's like, what? Who do you think I am?
We got a year away.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere on Thanksgiving of all. What? Like, I get, he's Irish, so he probably wasn't doing
from
shit.
From Ireland, Irish?
Yeah.
Oh, those people are
crazy.
But there's a whole culture.
He has a wife.
There's a whole.
Oh,
there's a
wife
pub culture
when you're jacked with Guinness.
Yeah, you know the pub culture in Ireland is like a thing worldwide.
And shit like that happens all the time.
No, but if you're in a pub a lot, you're in a bathroom in a pub a lot.
Totally.
So you end up goofing around a lot
and
in the
you're
bathroom.
More comfortable
so it's like
in
a
there.
Goof. So now I'm like,
goof
oh,
zone.
It's a goof free zone, man. I mean, sorry, pro goof zone.
Yeah. It's a goof zone.
Yeah, he's drunk, spends a lot of time in the pub, they goof.
You know what I think it was? It's like he was noticing this wasn't going where he wanted it to go, and he decided to pull a goof.
He goofed. You know
I
what?
Like it.
I'm actually pro pants around your ankles while at the urinal, and here's why.
Tell me.
You guys, I mean, you probably don't wear boxer briefs, dog boots.
Don't make assumptions about me. About my gender.
Not often.
But as a guy, you wear them, and they...
post-gender society.
I don't appreciate that you made an assumption.
I wear, from the top of my knees to the bottom of my belly button, a boxer brief, okay?
And a codpiece.
Well, as a guy, you wear these boxer briefs, and they kind of, like, constrict your thighs.
Oh, yeah.
And so pulling them down gives your thighs a chance to breathe in a nice way. And, like, any of you have, like, leg hairs, they can sort of, like, rejuvenate a little bit. So it kind of feels nice for your skin. So I'm kind of, like... if you're going to the bathroom, take a leak. Mm-hmm. Pull them all the way down. Let your thighs breathe a little. Give it a little air.
You've
hang out.
Got some funky sweat.
Take a deep breath. Then go back out there. You know.
I think we all collectively agree that there's a lot of improvements to be done at the urinal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things you can.
Can I ask you guys a personal question? Why do you do boxer briefs and not just briefs? Are you trying to suck in the fat on your thighs like Spanx?
No, I mean for me, it's the briefs like tend to wedgie.
Yeah.
And they like get they go like that.
Why not freeball it all the time?
Because this like the denim is pretty rough, especially the zipper on your wee wee. Like you kind of want a layer of protection there.
So what I'm hearing is that a cod piece is probably
the answer.
The answer.
That was just a sales ploy.
I knew
that had
you
nothing
were
to do
say,
with the question.
You fell right into my script.
Fell right into my.
I am sorry.
Let me tell you about a subscription service I recently started.
You use the cod piece for a month, send it back, we wash it, send it to someone else, so you get a rotating.
Does MeUndies have cod pieces, or are they? They're not there yet.
No.
They're not there yet, but they should be.
Do you think we drop MeUndies as
a sponsor?
And take up Lilia's luxury yeah, costumes as a sponsor?
Getting close. Okay. We're getting close on time. So it's Free Day giving us I have a son inside who's going to start doing meth if I don't start being a father again.
Pulling his pocket watch out from his jacket and showing us ticking.
I'm just checking on time.
Okay.
Well, I think we all agree that
a lot of good ideas.
A lot of great ideas. Who should we? Somebody deserves a gold here.
Well, I definitely gilded
our boy
C.
I think we need to give a gold to what we think was our favorite from the from the ideas today.
Okay, so here are the ones I saved that I think were good.
Okay.
Let me know what you guys think. Okay, female prostitute, male prostitute, bank thing. And child predators paint your child bright colors.
That's a pretty good
one.
That
was a really funny one.
I was a big fan
of that one. Paint your kid like a newt. That's cool.
I like start pronouncing Popeyes as Pope Yes.
Yeah. That's such a good one.
That's a really good one.
That's a laugher.
Febreze air horns. I thought was a pretty
really good.
Great idea. So.
My favorite is milk with pulp.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And then, what else did I write down? Does it?
Oh, I have one more for consideration. Wearing the towel around your waist and just saying, so sorry.
That one's fantastic. That's okay. A visual.
That's so, a very visual one. Who's getting the gold?
I know.
That's a competitive list.
So here's the thing. Afraid of child predators, paint your kid like a newt. It was by Shifty_Drifter, who has the tag Crown Prince of Crazy Ideas.
Ooh, so he's probably gotten gold more than enough. He's just sitting on
it. I think the towel guy... sort of made me laugh.
Why don't we incorporate the important metric here and funny name of the person?
Yeah, good idea.
Shifty Drifter is pretty good.
Shifty Drifter's good. He's the Crown Prince.
He's a Crown Prince.
Okay, the towel around your waist guy is named Lucky Green Lizard.
Not into it.
Not funny.
Popeye's Pope Yes is Alka-Man, which isn't good.
No, not good. Shit.
Where's Febreze Boy? Chris Crypto.
Okay.
Not getting cool names.
I found a good name, and I really liked this idea. Soundproof your house so God can't hear your homosexual thoughts was done by Nemesis Bucket.
That's a good name.
That's a pretty good name.
Pretty good name. Best so far.
Pause for a sec.
Yeah, we're pausing.
Hey.
No worries.
It's all right. Well, we're steadily approaching Rogan time anyway. I mean, Spidey fan?
Spider fan is the one that did the turkey idea for Edward Snowden.
That was a cool idea, and it was very visual, and we're around the holidays.
And the name Spider fan is just hilarious.
Yeah, it's just like, everyone hates on spiders, but this guy's like,
I'm a spider fan.
I like him.
Like, God, I like him a lot.
A real contrarian.
Yeah. I like him, and let's go.
All right,
him.
Spider fan, you're getting the gold.
Hell yeah. My goodness. Lucky you, buddy.
Even though we got a lot of really good ones in this one. All right, so a couple quick things before we close it out, and we hit a couple randoms to end this one. So we already mentioned Secret Santa. If you're unaware of Secret Santa, the Reddit Secret Santa, you should see if you could sign up as a re-gifter, because there's going to be some schmuck who doesn't get a gift, and, you know, it's charity. You can write it off at the end of the year. You can't, but it'll still be a nice thing for you to do. We did not talk about FCC or the tax bill that much. Two very hot topics going on.
Or ElsaGate.
Well, ElsaGate's...
That's its own thing.
That's its own sub we got to do.
I'm just saying, there's stuff going on,
there's
guys.
There's stuff going on. There's crazy shit going on.
We should be doing two of these a week.
If we should do two of these a week instead of one whenever we can, sometime a week.
Well, once all that big True Swords money starts rolling in, we can quit our day jobs.
Once all the cod industry gets back.
Picks up as per we expect.
Yeah.
I just read another crazy idea that made me laugh.
Which one was it?
It's pretty funny. A movie where Tom Cruise, Terry Crews, and Penelope Cruz stop Ted Cruz from attacking a cruise ship with cruise missiles. I was like, oh, man.
I love that.
What would it be called?
This sub is fantastic.
Cruise 2? This is a really good sub. This is my new favorite.
A
like
a really good one.
Oh, it's called Cruise Crew.
Ooh. I like that. Cruise 2. Cruise Crew 2.
Cruise Crew 2.
Cruise Crew 2.
The prequel.
The prequel. All right. Tell your congresspeople about net neutrality. I think it's an important one. It dominated Reddit last week and the previous couple weeks because it does have huge implications on Reddit.
Yeah, man. I mean, fuck. What are we going to do?
It would be a real bummer.
I think you can stop signing up for companies that fuck with you. I mean, does the free market regulate this? Yeah, Tor. Do we start becoming
hackers?
That
might actually happen. That could be the case. Is everybody goes to the deep web, but... Other than that,
the problem with going to the deep web is that you end up using a hitman eventually.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you do end up becoming a murderer at some point.
Let's do a couple more randoms. Battlefront memes.
Oh boy.
Oh, Battlefront. Oh man.
It's gonna be rough.
That's actually a pretty cool one, but it's very visual. We briefly covered Battlefront in the last episode about EA, not EA Sports, as I said, like an idiot, but. EA, we talked about a lot.
Oh, this one's been popping up. Have you guys seen Zuck memes?
No.
It's all...
Is this about him not being a person?
Yeah, it's all Mark Zuckerberg not being human, and it's like him doing things, and they're just super funny.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if
it's funny. I mean, he's a funny
Well, because he's going around and like doing all of this sort of political-looking meet-and-greet stuff,
right.
Like he's about to run for office.
Right.
But the way he's doing it makes it look like he's so detached from normal.
Everything, film. Yeah.
This is a photo of me discussing steaks with two humans wearing white shirts and growing facial hair. After a monetary transaction of $8.32 and a wait time of 4 minutes and 32 seconds, a nice human, John, presented me with a cooked bovine flesh. The animal's flesh was warm. And it's like him ordering a sandwich. Yeah.
So it's kind of totally not robots. But Mark Zuckerberg.
But the Mark, which is a fun one to read.
I like that.
Zuck on fishing. Here are photos of me with fellow humans who have, but are not wearing in the photos, blue collars performing typical blue collar wearing human activities such as disemboweling animals with a knife. I particularly enjoyed this activity. And he's fishing.
That's amazing. That's hilarious. So. All right. One more random. Safe for Work Porn Network.
Ooh.
Oh, this is all of the like food porn stuff like that. All those fun things.
Oh,
design porn.
It.
Oh wait, this is actually design porn, but it's part of the Safe for Work Porn Network, which is really fun. This is actually a really good one. Just like really, really well designed things that are just really beautiful. Okay, cool. I'm gonna end on that one. If, again, sorry if our sound is a little not as ideal. We will be fixing that again next week, of course. If you want to reach out to us, hit us up about any pods you want us to cover, or pods, subs you want us to cover, talk to us about the pod, you know, rate, like, etc. You can email us at hi@digireddit.com or Facebook, digireddit. And then you can also hit us up at our usernames. It's your dad, is me. Dog Boobs is on my left here, and My Free Day over on my right.
Heyo.
And that's it. So we'll be back next week with another pod about the internet by way of Reddit.
Woo!
The front page of the internet. See ya.